Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And that is the key. It's the mind of Greg Hargrave and the data. This might not jive with the coaches' poll or the AP poll.
It's a beautiful place.
A scary place, too. It's also not meant to be a destination. This is just where we are, snapshot in time. Week 7, who are the 12 best teams?
Yes, Jim, it is reflective of your accomplishments, not predictive of what you're going to do in the future. We're going to have big questions answered this week, a ton of big games. I went back and forth between four different games of the week, so we are absolutely loaded here in Week 7. It's going to start with number 12 is the Missouri Tigers, 5-0 after a bye week last week. The Kansas win still working for them. Kansas won last week, and Fresno State, who was Kansas's premier win, also had a win, and Missouri is going to host Alabama this week. Should be a good game.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Brings us to number 11, new friends, Cincinnati. What a week for the Bearcats. First, you had your future Hall of Fame tight end have a sex game put on Maine. Then you thump unbeaten Iowa State and supplant them in the top 12. Cincinnati also has a win against Kansas. They're the biggest movers of this past weekend. Up from 47, up here to number 11. Their only loss to Nebraska, who's only lost to Michigan, who's only lost to undefeated Oklahoma. We don't go four deep on the losses, but they are 4 degrees of undefeated.
Yeah, look, their only loss was a week 1 3-point loss to Nebraska. Since then, the offense is humming. They were blowing out Iowa State in that game this week. And if you look at their schedule, they don't play Texas Tech in the regular season, who is the favorite in the Big 12. Keep an eye on Cincy because they may make a dark horse run here.
And an explosive offense, too, if you saw it against Iowa State. To number 10, we've got the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, 5-0. Had their bye week again last week. Three of their four FBS opponents won last week, including Temple, whose only two losses are to Georgia Tech and Oklahoma, two undefeated teams. Georgia Tech is hosting Virginia Tech, who's got a little bit of a dead cat bounce since firing Brent Pry. Number 9 is Michigan at 4-1. So remember last year, Michigan's poor quarterback play was apparent from the start.
Yep.
Then as the season went on, we discovered, hey, their wide receivers aren't very good either. So let's go to this year. Quarterback play is an apparent upgrade right from the start. Mm-hmm. We know Bryce Underwood has the tools, has the means to be a successful quarterback in the Big Ten. And now as the season has gone along, we've discovered, hey, these wide receivers have been upgraded quite a bit too. So McCulley and Marsh, two newcomers, combined for 10 catches, 192 yards, and a touchdown against Wisconsin. Strong game of the week consideration this week as they travel to Los Angeles, taking on USC, who we've got 28th in the rankings.
And this is a game coming up this week, and I know it's not predictive of what will happen or where there will be, but if Michigan has hopes and dreams of being in the college football playoffs, this is a must-win game. And you, to your point, the receivers. Once you have that dual threat of a team that can pass the ball as well as run the ball, look at this just this past weekend against Wisconsin. When did the rush game become a little bit more effective? As soon as they got that extra guy out of the box and Michigan was able to show that they could effectively pass the ball.
Number 8, Oklahoma. Kent State didn't provide much of resistance for them. It got to see Michael Hawkins Jr. play a little bit, get his feet wet a little bit. Hey, finally got their first turnover, and they returned it for a touchdown right away. And the Michigan win keeps pushing them up. You know what I'm looking for, number one, out of a Greg Pomp game of the week. We want an entertaining game. And Red River is more times than not, far more times than not, an entertaining game. Usually get 12 pounds of football in about a 5-pound bag with Red River. Hey, Texas might be cooked already, but this is the first real test for Oklahoma without John Mateer. And I think this game features a matchup of both teams starting their backup quarterback, but only one team knows it.
Wow. Take your shots.
Well, look,
the guy comes off the bench and rips one off the sideline, and then they bring in Arch, and he's running into sacks?
Yeah.
No, that was impressive.
I get it, yeah.
Number seven, Alabama. FSU keeps trying to bucket crab them with that win over Alabama early in the season, and FSU's lost two in a row now. But Alabama's breaking through with wins over Vandy and Georgia last 2 weeks, and they're playing at Missouri this week. So another opportunity to get some big wins here. Guys, this is the fifth best game on the schedule in my book, and it's a top 12 matchup with the teams in our rankings. That's how loaded the schedule is this week.
Yeah, after kind of a light week last week where you get some A-level games, Alabama, last 2 weeks, two big wins. Not a coincidence they got Jam Miller back, and not a coincidence they got their nose tackle back. Their defense looks a lot better now than it was against Florida State.
Well, yeah, and this is a team that's could be very similar to the Detroit Lions. Week one may have been a liar, and Florida State's not appearing to be as tough. That game is not aging well, the loss to Florida State, but they have responded, and they've responded with a vengeance.
Number six, speaking of Florida State, we're going to go with their arch rival, Miami. The U is 5-0. Not only thumped Florida State, the final score closer than the game has indicated. That was some expert trolling on their touchdowns for Miami. CJ Daniels does the tomahawk chop chant in the end zone cam after both of his touchdowns. They have, for my money, the best nine guys in the trenches in the country. The five on offensive line, the four on the defensive side. When you combine them all, best in the country. It's headlined by Reuben Bain Jr., might be the number one pick in the draft this spring. And that's allowed Carson Beck to be second in the Heisman Trophy odds right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, that's a road spot, a loud place to play, and he made it look easy. Dropping it in a bucket, four touchdown passes. They were cruising in that game. I know they're only six on this. To me, they're one of the three best teams in America.
Could be a very good case for that, Jim. Number five, Illinois. Now, forgot to mention that this is a new team last week in the rankings. They premiered at number five. They stay at number five here. Survived one of those tricky tweener spots at Purdue between games against USC and then at Ohio, or hosting Ohio State, rather. Look, might be an opening for this fourth Big Ten team. We thought Penn State was going to be one of them. Penn State looks cooked because they still have big games against Ohio State and Indiana. We know how Franklin does in those. So it's looking like Oregon, Indiana, Ohio State is your top three in the Big Ten. Who's that fourth team? Illinois has a chance. Now, they're hosting Ohio State this week. But even with a loss to the Buckeyes, 10 wins seems very possible for the Illini.
It does, and this is the game. Remember when we did the who's going to be the upset special of the season? This is the one I pointed to. Now, this was when I believe that Illinois offensive line was a little bit better than it was. They have the most returning experience. I'm shocked that they haven't performed better. This is a chance for them to come out and make a statement as an offensive line.
And number four is Ohio State. Matt Patricia's defense has given up 7, 0, 9, 6, and 3 points. That's 25 points total, 5 points per game, and that's against three power conference opponents. So not exactly slouches here. Might be their biggest test coming up at Illinois at their best quarterback they're going to be facing, but Washington's no slouch. They traveled out west. Right. They thumped them pretty good. Game of the week consideration here, but did not quite make it.
Yeah, three power four teams, but let's go back to what you said about Texas. They might not be starting their starting quarterback. They have struggled. No one's going to look at Washington and say, oh boy, that offense. Defense, yes, but not the offense. And Minnesota? I mean, come on.
Yeah, whatever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you, you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Number three is Ole Miss. Number one last week, number three this week. Why? Well, they went a week without a paycheck. They had their bye week, and look at their five wins. Arkansas, Tulane, and LSU all were on a bye. Georgia State and Kentucky lost. So this week they got the random EA Sports Generate schedule game coming up. Washington State comes to Oxford, plays Ole Miss on October 11th.
Odd.
Yeah.
Number two, Indiana. Strong game of the week consideration here at Oregon. Both teams are coming off a bye. Chance for IU to show nationally that they belong. And number one, bit of a surprise here, but the body of work is what we're going with here. It's Texas A&M at 5-0. Now, they're number five in, I believe, both polls. I know they are number five in the AP. Add Mississippi State to a list of solid, if maybe unspectacular wins right now, Auburn and Notre Dame. Now, mind you, that Notre Dame win is improving now that, you know, they're not having A&M and Miami on the schedule, who Notre Dame's win is helping those two teams. And if you're an Aggie, what do you love more than anything else? You love beating Texas. Well, they can't beat Texas this week, but they can get a transitive win over the Longhorns when they host Florida.
Yeah, their schedule, Florida, Arkansas, at LSU, things really heat up, and they'll end the regular season at Texas.
And we mentioned Ohio State's defense. Texas A&M, top five defense in the country. That's what's really carrying them.
And I'm curious, and I don't know how far down the list you went, but Texas Tech.
Right.
They're a team, looks like they're going to be a Big 12 champ. I mean, it kind of lines up for them. They're in the Big 12, right?
Now, how far back are they? Yes, yeah. They're still in the Big 12. Yes,
Texas is 22nd. Now, their
Texas
wins,
Tech.
Texas Tech, still 22nd. Their wins don't have a lot of weight to them, and their opponents don't have a lot of weighty wins to them. Even Houston and Utah. They're two big ones.
Yeah, and the other team is clearly not ranked, but I think is arguably the best team in America. Oregon. But Oregon's big win is Penn State, and Penn State hasn't beat a Power 4 team, so that's kind of the way Greg Palm works. I have no doubt Oregon's going to keep winning their way in, and they're as good as any team in the country.
And they might shoot up this week if they beat Indiana.
No kidding. And they are more than a touchdown favorite at home at the Zoo, Autzen. That's Greg Palm. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.